This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. There's even more chaos in the House GOP search for a new speaker. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
After failing badly on a third ballot to win the gavel, Jim Jordan met with Republican colleagues to discuss whether he should keep going.
Put the question to him. They made a different decision.
Dumping Jordan as nominee amid opposition from Republicans like Don Bacon.
I look forward to cleaning the slate.
Which puts the GOP back at square one.
We need to come together and figure out who our speaker is going to be.
It's going to be another couple of difficult days.
Dusty Johnson says it'll take time to figure out the best candidate.
We're going to get it done. It's just going to take us a little bit longer.
Interim Speaker Patrick McHenry says they'll get the weekend to think about it.
House Republicans will return on Monday at 6:30 p.m. for a candidate forum, followed by an election process on Tuesday morning at 9 a.m.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Israeli government said Hamas militants on Friday freed two Americans, Judith Renan and her 17-year-old daughter Natalie, who had been held hostage in Gaza since militants rampaged through Israel 2 weeks ago. The pair, who also hold Israeli citizenship, were the first hostages to be released of the roughly 200 abducted. Hamas said it was releasing them in an agreement with the Qatari government for humanitarian reasons. Relatives of other captives welcomed the release and appealed for others to be freed. Israel bombarded the Gaza Strip early Friday. Areas were hit where Palestinians had been told to seek safety, and it began evacuating a sizable Israeli town near the border with Lebanon, the latest sign of a potential ground invasion of Gaza that could trigger regional turmoil. Israel's defense minister said after the country destroys the Hamas militant group, the military does not plan to control, quote, life in the Gaza Strip. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit VOA.